It was nothing less than the perpetuation of National Socialism through the massive flight of money, gold, stocks, bonds, patents, copyrights, and even technical specialists from Germany. An emissary for Bormann, SS Obergruppenführer Dr. Scheid, a director of the industrial firm of Hermedorf and Schenberg Company, explained the purpose of the meeting to one attendee. German industry must realize that the war cannot now be won and must take steps to prepare for a post-war commercial campaign which will in time ensure the economic resurgence of Germany. Scheid told attendees, after the defeat of Germany, the Nazi Party recognizes that certain of its best-known leaders will be condemned as war criminals. However, in cooperation with the industrialists, it is arranging to place its less conspicuous but most important members with various German factories as technical experts or members of its research and designing offices. As part of this plan, Bormann, aided by the Black-Clad SS, the Central Deutsche Bank, the steel empire of Fritz Thyssen, and the powerful IG Farben Combine, created 750 foreign front corporations, 58 in Portugal, 112 in Spain, 233 in Sweden, 214 in Switzerland, 35 in Turkey, and 98 in Argentina. According to Paul Manning, a CBS radio journalist during World War II and the author of Martin Bormann, Nazi in Exile, Bormann dwelled on control of the 750 corporations. He wrote, "Bormann utilized every known device to disguise their ownership and their patterns of operations. Use of nominees, option agreements, pool agreements, endorsements in blank, escrow deposits, pledges, collateral loans, rights of first refusal, management contracts, service contracts, patent agreements, cartels, and withholding procedures. Copies of all transactions and even field reports were maintained and later shipped to Bormann's archives in South America." Bormann followed strategies perfected by IG Farben chairman Hermann Schmitz. The names of various companies and corporations would be changed and interchanged to create confusion as to ownership. For example, IG Chemie became Société Internationale pour Participation Industrial et Commercial SA, while in Switzerland, the same organization was known as Internationale Industrie und Handelsbeteiligungen AG, or Interhandel.